This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. As we are winding down our series of lectures, we have three lectures left, inshallah ta'ala. And today and tomorrow, I will be discussing some of the conclusory remarks that we need for this topic. If you remember the topic, I hope all of you remember, it is the branches of Iman. And we began in the very beginning with the beautiful parable of the tree of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So today and tomorrow, I want to discuss what are some of those fruits of the tree that Allah promises in the Qur'an. Allah tells us in the Qur'an that the tree of Iman is giving us our fruits throughout the seasons, throughout all the times. So what is the benefit of having the tree of Iman? Why should I and you be eager and enthused to have that tree and to cultivate that tree and to grow that tree? What are the fruits that I should be looking forward to for that tree? And we will mention around 20 plus or so. So this is going to be for today and for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. The first, and no doubt, one of the most important, in fact, the most important other than the last one. The biggest fruit other than the last fruit that we'll mention tomorrow is, of course, the fruit of Jannah itself. I.e., Iman is a necessary precondition to enter Jannah. Now, this leads us to a deep theological issue. And to be very simple, I'm going to put it in as simple language as we can. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّهُ لَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ. No one is going to enter Jannah إِلَّا نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمَةً, except for a Muslim soul. This is something that is explicit. Now, we do believe that somebody who has never heard the message of Islam and is unaware, perhaps this person, if he or she was righteous and their other conditions met, they might be forgiven. But we believe as a matter of principle that Islam is the only path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other path leads to Allah. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only religion in the eyes of Allah is al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقُبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever chooses other than Islam as a way of life, it shall not be accepted of him. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is mutawatir, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَى لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله shall enter Jannah. The understanding therefore is the one who refuses to say, the one who is aware of لا إله إلا الله but does not say it shall not enter Jannah. So this is of the most important fruits of Iman, that Jannah is promised to those who have la ilaha illallah at some level. At some level, as we talked about throughout these series, it's more than just verbalizing, it is to implement la ilaha illallah. The second fruit is linked to the first, but it is not the same. And that is to be saved from Jahannam. To be saved from Jahannam is not the same as to enter Jannah. And this goes back to a talk I gave 3 weeks ago at the beginning of the month regarding the levels of Iman. We said the lowest level of Iman, the lowest level of Islam, it guarantees eventual admittance to Jannah. But then we said that is not the level that is required by Allah. It is a higher level. What level you should be at is more than the bare minimum. And if you get to that level, and we explained back then that that level is the arkan, the 5 arkan, and to avoid the major sins. If you are at that level, you get the second fruit, the second perk. What is the second perk? That is, whoever has achieved the level that Allah requires of Iman shall bypass Jahannam guaranteed. This is in the Quran and it is in the Sunnah. Now we can never know for sure if we have bypassed that level until Judgment Day. But we hope and we're scared in case we don't. The hope and fear goes back again. So the second perk, if you like, of Iman, if you reach the minimum required level, is that no matter what other punishments come, the worst punishment, which is the punishment of Jahannam, will never ever go to the believer. And there will be a category of believers, we don't want to be amongst them, who will go through Jahannam for a period of time, then they will enter Jannah. This hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be a group of people in Jannah, they will be called Jahannamiyun, from Jahannam. and they will have gone through Jahannam. Eventually they'll get to Jannah, but the scars are still going to be there. So one day they will make dua to Allah, "Oh Allah, we don't like these scars that sets us apart from the rest of the people of Jannah." So Allah will then gift them a river, and they will dive into that river, then those scars will be taken away. But the point is, there is a group of people, and we don't want to be amongst them. They will not go to Jannah directly. They will not get that perk. Who are they? These are the Muslims who commit major sins, murder, and they don't repent. Or they're doing some heinous crimes, or they're not doing the wajibat properly, and their whole lifestyle is basically on the verge, if you like, but they're still believers deep down inside. Those are the categories of people that is a possibility they will go through Jahannam. We don't want to get there, we want to get directly to Jannah. The third blessing and fruit of Iman is that Iman acts as the key to unlock all of our other good deeds. Allah only accepts from the mu'min, from the muttaqi, from the righteous. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah only accepts from the muhsin. In another verse, from the muttaqin. Allah accepts from the muttaqi, from the righteous. So if you do not have iman, your good deeds will not be rewarded by Allah. And of course, that's common sense, because if they were rewarded by Allah, you would go to Jannah. If you don't have iman, a person who does not have iman will not be rewarded by Allah with the Jannah. How will they be rewarded? Allah mentions in the Quran, "Man kana yuridu al-hayata dunya wa zinataha." Whoever wanted this world and he wasn't interested in the next world. Basically, a person who doesn't believe in Allah, a person who doesn't believe in the hereafter. Whoever wants this world and he does not desire the hereafter, Allah says, "We shall return all of his good deeds in this world, and he will not be shortchanged." All of the good that he has done, he'll get it back. And he'll get perks in this world. A good life, money, wealth, health, fame, fortune. He never wanted the akhirah. Why should he get the akhirah? He never wanted Allah. Why should Allah reward him? But Allah is so just. Even when a non-believer, a kafir, he does a good deed, she does a good deed. If they feed the poor, they build a hospital, they're nice, they will get the reward back. But it will be something of this world. The only way that the akhirah will also get you a reward is if you have iman. And that's why we learn in the Quran that if you have iman, مَنْ عَمِدَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْنْثَ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ Whoever does good, whether they're male or female, while they have iman, those are the people, كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Their efforts will be rewarded. If you do not have iman, then Allah will not reward your efforts in the hereafter. Iman is a key that unlocks Allah's acceptance of your other good deeds. Number four, of the blessings and fruits of iman, the very fact that you have iman is a catalyst to forgive you of your sins. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى I shall forgive over and over again to all those who repent and they have iman and they do good deeds. So merely having iman and just saying astaghfirullah, 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 that iman is so powerful that it in fact forgives your good deeds. And there are many mechanisms for forgiving good deeds. We mentioned some of them, like the wudu, like the prayer. Simply doing these deeds will automatically forgive once you have iman, and that is of the blessings of iman. Number five of the blessings of iman is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah will defend on behalf of those who believe. So Allah Himself will defend when you are going to be harmed, when there's an enemy going to attack. And this verse was revealed before one of the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah said, "I will defend you." إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ Allah will protect you. And this leads to the sixth blessing of iman. The sixth blessing of iman, the true mu'min fears none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Those that are righteous and have iman, they have no cause to fear, nor any cause to worry. So iman blesses you with a courage. Iman blesses you with a conviction, with a fortitude, that you will not fear in the face of great drama, of great fear, of great enemies attacking. When you're in a situation situation where others might be terrified, your iman will give you the confidence that you need. Now, and this leads me to the next point, and that is that the mu'min finds comfort and solace in his or her faith. Allah says in the Quran regarding the incident of Ahzab when they were surrounded, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the people were told, everybody of mankind has gathered to fight you, aren't you terrified? And the believers said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And their iman went up. So the mu'min is able to cope with many of the problems of this world. Now this leads me to a very important disclaimer, and that is that there are medical symptoms called depression. There are certain things that bring about depression. Iman and depression are not directly or causally linked together. There are people that can be depressed even if they have good iman. However, by and large, generally speaking, having iman, having a loving family, having some of the worldly blessings, generally speaking, it helps in the battle of depression. But it is not necessary. It is possible that a person is actually depressed, clinically depressed, even if they have iman and they need to go see a therapist, a counselor. So that's something important. But we also need to point out that generally speaking, one of the factors that helps a person cope when they're down in the dumps, as we say, when everything seems to be lost and gone, one of the mechanisms that should help, doesn't always help, because sometimes there are medical issues that has to be dealt with from a psychological perspective. But generally speaking, just like if you have a loving family, if you have a good friend, generally it's going to help you battle, you know, something negative in your life. So the greatest of these blessings that will help you battle a negative time of your life, if all other circumstances are met, is that of iman. So the mu'min, generally speaking, will find comfort from iman. And again, I make this disclaimer because sometimes some people are suffering from depression because of issues that are beyond iman, beyond family, beyond, and that's a medical issue a psychiatrist has to evaluate. That has nothing to do with this talk. However, I reiterate, the average person shall find comfort with faith. And faith is something that helps us battle when we're negative in life. And this also, by the way, explains why so many people, when they go through something traumatic, they become religious. When they go through a painful time of their lives, they discover Islam. Because that's when they realize nothing brings the comfort of religion. Nothing calms down the psyche. Nothing is a soothing mechanism to the soul like the worship of Allah is. So iman helps us cope with the problems of this world. Of the blessings of iman is that iman will always make us a winner in any situation. The mu'min is never a loser. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, amazing are the affairs of the believer, for the believer is always a winner. If good happens, he thanks Allah, and that's for his good. And if something bad happens, he's patient, and that's for his good. A mu'min is never a loser in any situation. No matter what happens, in the eyes of Allah, you are a winner. And that's a huge point of comfort. If you have iman and you have a connection with Allah, nothing in this world is an ultimate calamity for you. In the end, it will be for your benefit in the hereafter. And that's of the biggest blessings of iman. Of the blessings of iman is that iman blesses us to find a way out of every difficulty. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will find a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And his source of sustenance will come from places he never expected from. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. And of the blessings, and this is the final one we'll mention today, of the blessings of iman is that iman raises a person's ranks in this world and the next. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises the ranks of those who have iman and those who have knowledge amongst you. Their ranks are raised up. In this world, they are beloved. Everybody loves them. The community loves them. They become icons of any community. The people of faith, those that are humble, they might not have all the fame or the money, but when they have iman, they are beloved. Allah raises their ranks in this world. And more importantly, Allah raises their ranks in the next. InshaAllah, we'll continue the blessings of iman tomorrow. And of course, the biggest blessing is left, which is, I'll save it for the last, and that is the 20th blessing. InshaAllah ta'ala, we'll continue tomorrow. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.